USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
The only reason they're against it is because I won the presidency. And they think they can try and hurt us going into the presidency, but that's not going to happen. And we don't give up, because we're doing the right thing for our country. Okay? Mr. President.
President Trump speaking with reporters on Capitol Hill after meeting with Republican lawmakers. The president then meeting with House Majority Leader Nancy Pelosi and New York Senator Democrat Chuck Schumer at the White House, but the discussion goes nowhere. President Trump tweeting, "Just left a meeting with Chuck and Nancy, a total waste of time. I asked what is going to happen in 30 days if I quickly open things up. Are you going to approve border security, which includes a wall or steel barrier?" Nancy said no. I said, bye-bye, nothing else works, exclamation point. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air, things to look forward to, and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
With Homeland Security front and center for the administration, President Trump Thursday heads to the U.S. border with Mexico to tour what's been built of the border wall and what remains to get done. USA Radio's Tim Berg says Libertarian Ron Paul, like the Democrats, not into the wall. Here's his report.
As Democrats and Republicans still cannot come up with a deal to end the partial government shutdown, on Thursday, President Trump will travel to McAllen, Texas, to tour border facilities and also meet with border agents. Former Texas Congressman Ron Paul was asked about our border crisis on CNBC.
I don't like walls. I'm a libertarian. I don't want to wall people in. I don't want to wall people out. But I don't want free, open borders either. I think you have to remove the incentives for people to come. And they come because there's a welfare system here, easy access to citizenship. It's politicized. One group wants them because they think they can get the votes. But people should be able to come and visit and work.
And checking Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up almost 92 points. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The daughter of a former vice president responding to something an actor says about her dad. USA Radio's Chris Barnes now with the story from Washington, D.C.
Former VP Dick Cheney's daughter, Liz Cheney, now a congresswoman from Wyoming, is blasting actor Christian Bale after he referred to her father as Satan while accepting an award at the Golden Globes, Bale having won Best Actor for playing the former vice president in the movie Vice.
Christian Bale finally had the chance to play a real superhero, and he clearly screwed it up. So, I'm obviously incredibly proud of my dad, very proud and honored to be his daughter. And I haven't seen the movie. We're in a situation where we've got really important work to do to get the border secure.
Jenny was speaking on Fox and Friends. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A slow, careful withdrawal of U.S. troops from Syria now being planned. USA Radio's Wendy King with details.
Top White House aides say U.S. troops won't leave northeastern Syria until the Islamic State is defeated and allies are protected. That means a pause to a withdrawal which was initially thought to have been completed within a few weeks. National Security Advisor John Bolton says there's now no timetable.
We're going to be discussing the president's decision to withdraw, but to do so from northeast Syria in a way that makes sure that ISIS is defeated and is not able to revive itself and become a threat again.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.